Welcome back to Extension 720 on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Tonight, we examine the good life, or at least the pursuit of the good life. Our resident philosopher Al Genie will be here in a bit to talk about how we usually go wrong in that pursuit. But first, when pursuing the good life, any combination would have to include the four Fs: friends, family, fun, and, well, food. All those categories are covered in this next story about a restaurant club. Not just any old restaurant club, a club that is celebrating its 20th anniversary and 1,000 restaurants. Restaurant Club is the product of friends who met at Kalamazoo College in the 90s. They moved to Chicago and instead of drifting apart, decided to start, well, a restaurant club. Every Friday, a member would pick a spot and the group would convene. I met up with some of the members at their big 20th anniversary celebration at an event space on the Near West Side. One of the founders is Matt Priest.
First few years we lived in Chicago, we found ourselves going to the same burrito joints over and over again. I mean, we were just out of college, and we were having fun, but we sort of realized that we were kind of, if you're going to live in Chicago, it's a waste, you know, to just go to the same five restaurants in your neighborhood all the time. So in the beginning, it was, the main point was just to get out, see some neighborhoods, try some different types of food, and just sort of take fuller advantage of the city. And then I think over time, even though it's still about that sometimes, it became a little bit more about a way to keep in touch and hang out with old friends, you know, as it got harder and folks got more jobs that are more serious and kids. And
What's the biggest challenge about Restaurant Club?
You know, everyone had different things they wanted out of Restaurant Club. And in the beginning, everybody was kind of on the same page. But over time, some folks moved a little further from the city. They had kids. They had they were not able to get out as often. And so at a certain point, I think some people sort of felt like, if I only have one night out every couple months, I really want to make sure it's going to be a place that I know is going to be good.
Quality control.
I want to know who's going to be there. But in the beginning, it was just like whoever, wherever, and we would go to restaurants that were terrible, and sometimes that was fun, you know. But as it went on, and I think there are still some folks in the group who still really like the adventurous aspects of it, and then there's other folks who really use it as a way to see old friends. And so that's the toughest part, probably, just balancing what everybody wants out of it, which is real different things.
It's one thing to start a restaurant club, but it's another to maintain one. This one in particular has grown over the years, and as friends brought friends and word of mouth spread, the group grew. To date, there are over 200 members. From spreadsheets to websites to regular assignments, this became almost like a second job. A fun second job. Elizabeth Lindau was there at the beginning.
I think it was just like as people were young and, you know, people's friends networks were still sort of forming and new people would sort of come and go a little bit, but it was a way to like stay in touch with your friends and like just connect. And it's a little bit, there's an element of randomness to it. You know, like you didn't know who would be there necessarily or it'd be different people every week. So I don't know, it just helped our friend networks as you were, you know, getting started and moving to the city.
This is, you know, you talk about 1,000 restaurants. That's a lot of restaurants. When you think about that and think about the restaurant club that you've been a part of, yeah, that's almost unfathomable.
Yeah. And from about, someone knows the answer, a long number of years, you could not repeat restaurants. So for well over a decade, I think, we never went to the same restaurant twice. Eventually, people said, okay, you know, it's been like 700 weeks, let's repeat. So now we do a lot of repeats, but for a long, long time, you couldn't be the same restaurant twice. Although the same location with multiple restaurants, right, was allowed. And there's like a cursed location in Andersonville, like just south of Clark, that's been at least five restaurants over the years.
I was going to say, yeah, there's probably a lot where restaurants come and go.
Yeah,
their life expectancy is pretty short. You've got an in memoriam tonight to show the restaurants that are no longer with us.
Yeah.
But that's a big part. There are a lot,
yeah,
of names that would bring back memories.
Yeah, there's a lot of restaurants. Lots. And actually, we're a detail-oriented club. We actually bought restaurantclub.com. I think we paid $300 for that URL. And so we keep a list of all the restaurants and which ones have closed, and lots have closed over the years. So
it's great to be here in this room tonight and to see all the people coming together with their families. What's it mean to you to celebrate this 20 years after you started?
Well, it's really like a celebration of friendship, right? Like these are people who have been my friends for 20, 30 years. And it's, you know, it's been a way we've stayed in touch. Like, even though I moved away to Michigan, and I still come back occasionally for Restaurant Club, and of course now for this anniversary, I think I'm still an official member of the club and is still assigned a week to pick once a year or so. Of course, we're thinking about what the future of Restaurant Club will be. We'll see.
That's
I don't think it's for a different night.
Yeah, that's not for tonight, right?
Yeah, no. Today is about, celebrating, 1,000.
Lisa Knight was also there at the beginning.
It initially started as a group of us had started getting together, making dinner, and, not everyone in our friend circle was someone who wanted to host a dinner, and so Priest was like, maybe we should have a group where we go out to eat instead of eating at home. And so it was just a fun way to hang out with your friends. After college, that gets a little harder. So,
and for you, as you're here 20 years later, 1,000 restaurants later, how does it feel to look around and to be celebrating?
It's crazy on a number of levels. If we didn't have it, I question whether I would still have all these people in my lives. Not that I don't love them, but you fall out of touch. And it was a way that you just, stayed connected with people. And then just, seeing we were children, basically, when it started. And now seeing everyone with their families and seeing their kids grow up is crazy.
You would think that a group called Restaurant Club that visited 1,000 restaurants in 20 years would be all about the food. But as Matt Priest reflects, it's more than that.
I'm really happy. It is really great seeing everybody here, and I think for me it really just kind of it drives home the point that over the years, even for me specifically, it's gotten to be about people a little bit more than about restaurants. And so tonight we're not even at a restaurant. I knew we'd have a big group, so that's part of the reason logistically, but also it's just like, let's just get everybody together in a real casual atmosphere and hang out and catch up. And so it's funny, it's not so much about the restaurants anymore, and I guess that's what is, I'm surprised to learn that about the club, but it's true. I'm looking around and it's really just about the people at this point, and it doesn't matter so much where we are, what we're eating, you know what I mean?
And as the club thinks about the next 20 years and the next 1,000 restaurants, the next generation needs to be ready to step up.
Do you want to talk?
My dad is 43.
What is that?
It's a microphone.
It's fake.
You can listen to what you're saying.
Do you guys know what Restaurant Club is?
Yes.
Do you guys, is this your first time at Restaurant Club?
No!
Hello!
No! when you grow up, do you want to be in Restaurant Club?
No!
Good stuff. That's good. Thank you.